Is the saying true that money makes the world go round? Well, stay tuned for more information and let's find our way. I think it is safe to say that most people have heard of the saying, money makes the world go round. I also think it's reasonable to conclude that the very serious financial crisis of 2007-2008 can attest to that. And it wasn't the governments that bailed out the banks and companies. It was the taxpayer. George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, said, "No generation has the right to contract debts greater than can be paid off during the course of its own existence. There would be likely never a financial crisis if those words were heeded and put into practice." George Washington would be aghast to know that today America has a national debt of around $34 trillion, and it's rising. I recently came across some other interesting information about Sir Josiah Stamp, born in 1880, and he died in 1941. He was widely considered as the leading British expert on taxation. Stamp was an economist and an economic advisor to the British government and was appointed as director of the Bank of England in 1928. At an informal talk at the University of Texas in 1920, he said, "The modern banking system manufactures money out of nothing. The process is perhaps the most outstanding piece of sleight of hand that was ever invented. Banking was conceived in iniquity and was born in sin. The bankers own the earth," he said. "Take it away from them, but leave them with the power to create money, and with the flick of the pen, they will create enough deposits to buy it back again. However, take away from them the power to create money, and all the great fortunes like mine will disappear. And they ought to disappear, for this would be a happier and better world to live in. But if you wish to remain the slaves of bankers and pay the cost of your own slavery, let them continue to create money and to control credit." Stamp wrote this about the banking industry back in the 1920s. And my guess is that most of us don't think it has changed much. Let's look at another interesting quote from Paul Henry Spaake. Spaake was Secretary General of the United Nations from 1957 to 1961, and he was the former Premier of Belgium. In the General Sessions of the United Nations in 1957, just 16 years after the death of Sir Josiah Stamp, who I just quoted from, Spaake said, and I quote, "We do not want another committee. We have too many already. What we want is a man of sufficient stature who can hold the allegiance of all people and lift us out of this economic morass in which we are sinking. Send us such a man, and be he God or the devil, we will receive him." This, my friends, is an astonishing statement by the United Nations Secretary General of the day. What this really means is that whoever or whatever entity can solve the economic problems will be accepted. It's not about who that person is. It's about what can they do for us. I don't know what your views are on the matters relating to the end times, but this is a clear indicator that the world has been and is being slowly conditioned to receive the Antichrist and the structure that he will set up. Look at what's coming. The pandemic showed us how easily we can lose total control to the government. We were ordered to lock down with all its implications. You had to wear a mask. If you wanted to travel, you had to be vaccinated. We were almost led into a cashless society, which, by the way, is just around the corner, and the digital currency will ensure that happens. There is much more that can be said about this, but I think you get the picture. The most important thing that you can do as we move closer to the end is to ensure that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ and that you have repented of sin, received forgiveness, and accepted him as your Savior before it's too late. Time is running out. The Antichrist system is upon us and is already at work. And when the time is right, he will be revealed. Don't put off to tomorrow what you need to do today. My name is Ray Craddock. See you next time on By the Way.